This afternoon, we're joined by our special guest, Idris Hansaf, who is a resident of Roshni, and he talks to us about being affected by the coronavirus. Welcome, Idris, to the program. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Walaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Mufti Sahib, and to all the Radio Islam listeners.
How are you this afternoon, Brother Idris?
Alhamdulillah, by the grace of Allah, Mufti Sahib, I'm completely recovered from the virus.
Alhamdulillah.
Quite well.
That's great to hear. All praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, on the 6th of June, you put out a lengthy message on social media, on your Facebook account, where you felt the need to inform the community that yourself and your two sons have tested for COVID-19. Now, perhaps you could begin by taking us back to the day when you received the results and what actually took you to being tested.
Well, firstly, you know, I always felt very strongly about coming out and speaking about being infected, not only about, for myself, but anyone for that matter. Because I just feel it's a social responsibility, and this is not a disease that we have to be ashamed of. This is something that could affect anyone at any time. It's out there. You know, it's not something like HIV or something where you go out and self-inflicted kind of, you know. So that's the first thing that we must make, you know, we must clarify. And secondly, you know, people ask me, how did I get infected? That also, it's very difficult to identify where exactly and how I picked up the virus, because on a particular day I was in contact with somebody. So I was just speaking to some people from our medical team here in Russia, and I was telling them, contact tracing is so difficult because you can't pinpoint exactly where you pick the thing up.
Yes.
Just a friend of mine called me and told me that he and his sons were infected. And, you know, I think maybe you should have yourself checked out.
Yes.
And on that, I went and to be honest with you, even on the day that I went for the test, I was pretty sure, you know, like convinced I don't have the virus. And when the results came, it actually caught me totally off guard.
Yes.
And you know what was at the time, I'd say what was most disappointing was the stigmatization around us on this virus. And that is, I picked up in this time that I was infected, and now, you know, alhamdulillah, and again, only by the grace of Allah, have we come through it. And I've picked up that, you know, there's still people stigmatizing this disease, which is so wrong, because it's not something that people are asking for. It's a global pandemic. And as a result of that, we find that they, you know, people are actually afraid to even come out and go get the assistance.
The issue of tracing it, does it create a lot of skepticism and suspicion about people that you met? And, you know, how do we deal with that? Because you start thinking, maybe that one gave it to me, maybe that one. We spoke about the stigma and you've alluded to that, but, you know, it all goes hand in hand.
I was just about to say that, Musa, that it goes hand in hand. Now, if we're going to go on this contact tracing, you know, now you're guessing. So you're creating suspicion. And then on that, you know, just what you said, the stigmatizing and the contact tracing would then go hand in hand. And then, you know, you become suspicious of everyone. And those people, I mean, the stigmatizing comes purely from ignorance. You know, people are not educated well enough on this virus. So my opinion, it comes purely from ignorance. And by you now, you know, stigmatizing, then you become suspicious, which is also against our Sharia, to be suspicious. This is what I was trying to tell our medical team. To go into contact tracing, first of all, you're never going to identify or pinpoint where the virus came from or how you got infected personally. Till today, I can't tell you, because on that particular day, I went to so many that we're assuming that I got infected. I went to so many different places, and I came into contact with so many who, subsequent to me being infected, those same people were infected, you know, from other places, not from me. So that's why on this contact tracing, I think we should just, you know, do away with it and focus more on the treatment of the patient. Because yes. Now what's happening, people, especially this now, with the thing spiraling out of control at the moment, people are stressing. You can see that people are stressing. And I think because of the stress and anxiety which comes with this virus, you know, which I think some doctors would even tell you, if you have anxiety, it also affects your breathing. So
yes.
we should encourage people to be more positive, you know, handle this thing. You know, alhamdulillah, I make so much of shukr to Allah that when we had this virus, you know, we were very calm and relaxed about it. And the most important thing is that you got to act very decisively if you get it. And you got to follow the doctors, you know, whatever instructions they give you, prescription, follow it to the letter, and treat your symptoms accordingly. As they come, treat them. And again, decisively, you know. So, and inshallah, it is treat, and stay positive.
The
most
yes.
And stay positive. And most important, above all, we as Muslims, is keep your yakin in Allah and dua. Wallahi, Mufti Saab, I just received a call now, half an hour ago, from a stranger who actually called me to say they picked up my post, and she and her family were making regular dua for us.
Alhamdulillah, that's so heartwarming and positive that anyone can make dua for everyone, and in that way you reach out to one another, and you're able to, you know, lend support to one another. Now, in terms of your own process, what was the symptoms that you experienced during your period of sickness?
Okay, firstly, Mufti Saab, I must tell you that I'm asthmatic, right? So usually this time of the year, I always pick up, and I've got a lot of allergies. So usually this time of the year, I pick up a lot of allergies, and you know, you suffer with your chest in it. So I had those mild symptoms, you know, like the post nasal drip and things like that, and coupled with that, my friend called me to tell me, you know, have yourself checked out. So I, as a precaution, I went to have myself checked out, because we said now the virus is out there. And when the results came, then I probably also mind over matter, the symptoms started coming on faster. So I started getting a sore throat. My two sons, one of them has also got a lot of allergies, so he started picking up flu symptoms. My youngest son, the only symptom he showed, although he tested positive, was he had no taste and he had no smell. And alhamdulillah, throughout the 14-day quarantine, that was the only symptom he showed. And like with me, with the asthma and the allergies, like I was telling you, that the virus is known to affect your respiratory system. So I picked up, you know, when the flu symptoms became a bit more severe, the asthma became a bit more severe, where my chest started tightening up. But alhamdulillah, you know, I must commend our medical team in Roshni, who are doing an amazing job, a selfless job. You know, they've dedicated their time. I don't think our community really knows and appreciates how much of effort they're putting into fighting this pandemic within our community, you know.
Yes. The fact that you had sent out that message on the 6th of June, there may have been mixed response. Were there people who said that you're seeking attention by writing such an elaborate message and sending it out?
No. Alhamdulillah, that, you know, if I must tell you, Mufti Saab, that message of mine, I make shukr to Allah. You know, all the time I make shukr to Allah. It wasn't, you know, to make a name for myself or anything. That was purely there's a social responsibility. And it was so widely received. It not only in South Africa, internationally. You know, when Saturday night, when my results came, it really hit me hard. first of all, you know, I started fearing for my family because my two sons were tested positive. And, you know, the first thing you think is, and which is a reality, which we have to face up to, that this virus can go either way. You're hearing people are dying around the world and people are surviving. So a thousand thoughts run through your mind. Right? And so I switched my phone off for the first day and a half. And alhamdulillah, when I picked my phone up on Monday morning, I had countless messages and missed calls. But there was one particular message. You know, if I tell you the way people... And every message was just positive. Duas and, you know, encouragement and support. Alhamdulillah. And even people calling. And there was one particular message which stood out. It was from an absolute total stranger. I'd never met the man in my life. A man from Turkey. He sent me a 5-minute voice note. He picked my message up on some group. And alhamdulillah, the words of encouragement and that he gave us was so heartening, you know. And we say, inshallah, through that, we should be spreading the same message out. It's positivity. You know, if you send out positive energies, they come back to you. What you give comes back. And on this pandemic, you know, people are suffering. I know there's so much of uncertainty. You know, this morning in Roshni, we buried a close friend. We were in school together our entire lives. And you can see the somber mood amongst everyone. People are afraid. Now, today, I spoke to a few friends who are also panicking. People are... But the thing is, you know, there's no cure. Unfortunately, there's no cure. We know that, right? But this is my personal experience and my personal opinion, my humble opinion, that if we just spread love, encouragement, support amongst ourselves and the Muslim community, you know, we have it. We have it ready-made. Our Sharia gives it to us. So let's encourage one another. Let's love one another. Let's support one another. And most important, let's turn to Allah and make dua. And surely I've seen the fruits of it.
Yes.
So I speak from experience. You know, people ask me, because today I'm hearing from doctors today that, you know, the treatment that I had, that was done on me, it's not working for others. And one of our doctors, your senior doctors, even joked with me at the Kabristan this morning. He said, you know, you go home and make 2 rakah shukr because you could have been lying here. You know, he joked with me, really. And he's telling me, because, see, these guys have no underlying condition. You got asthma. It's only Allah who saved you. It's only Allah who saved you. And he went one further and said, you know what, Allah hasn't saved you for no reason. Now you better see you start working. You know, and we laughed about it. But he was so, it was so correct what he said to me. And it's something that I just, inshallah, you know, we can impart that, encourage people. Don't let people be afraid. Look, it's a scary time. We can't deny. But if we pull together as a community, as humanity, you know, Muslims first, always. But we Muslims must lead from the front in everything. And just lead by example. And we show our love, compassion towards one another. It will spread.
Yes. In your opinion, Brother Idris, we're seeing that the numbers that are coming out of the Muslim communities are very high, doesn't truly reflect the population, the number of people, you know, compared to the general percentage. It's very extremely high. What would you attribute that to? Why is it that there's a number circulating that there are 300 people in Roshni that have been affected, whereas Roshni has a community of maybe 6,000 or around there?
You know, most of this, I think on one of the previous shows, not your show, I didn't allude to this. Our Muslim community, you know, it's our nature is such, Indian community, our Muslim community, I would say, the way we socialize, you know, when we meet one another, if I know you well enough, we hug, we shake hands, we hug, and we let our guard down. You know, if that's a correct term to be using. And I think it's just because of our culture, you know, the way we socialize compared to other cultures. that this thing has become prevalent. And also, I think because of that, to a certain extent, we've become complacent in the way we are addressing this the issue of the COVID-19, or should I say, approaching it, you know. And as much as it is our culture, it's just a time that we have to just, you know, become more assertive. And, you know, just we should maintain that social distancing and that just for this period.
Mm. Any final words that you'd like to share? I think there are various groups of people that we need to speak to. One is those who have been affected, those who are dealing with it now, those who have lost family one members, or those who are busy treating family members, and those who maybe perhaps a bit complacent about it. So what is the message that you'd like to share as we come towards the conclusion of our discussion?
Again, I'll reiterate most of the first thing, right? If you're suspecting you have this thing, please do not delay. Have yourself tested. I know it's a bit of a costly affair, but have yourself tested. Secondly, act decisively. And then follow the doctor's orders. And if the doctor gives you a treatment, please follow it to the letter. That is what I did, right? And just stay positive. And most important, put our trust in Yakin in Allah and dua, and support one another. Just support one another. I think that is most important. You know, anybody who's sick will tell you, if they just get a few words of encouragement, or you send them a basket, a bouquet of flowers, or a box of chocolate, it lifts their spirits. So let's spread that and send out the positivity, you know, and encourage one another. Inshallah, we'll get through it.
Inshallah, may Allah Rabbul Izzah reward you for chatting to us. We make dua that Allah keeps you in good health and keeps all those who have been affected, grant them the strength to overcome this, inshallah. Jazakumullah khair for availing yourself, Brother Idris. You stay well and stay safe, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.